Our next story deals with some sensitive issues about adolescence, changing gender, and sexuality. It's been almost 40 years since Renee Richards, once a man, won a court fight so she could compete in tennis tournaments as a woman. That brought the issue of gender and sex change into our national conversation. In the last year or two, transgender has been back in the news with stories about Private Bradley Manning, now Chelsea Manning, about a Massachusetts prisoner seeking sex change surgery, and about a controversial bathroom bill in California. Today, we explore transgender through the eyes of one teenager and his family whose last name we've agreed not to use. 16-year-old Nate was born female but now lives as a male. In the first of our three-part series, Living Transgender, WBUR's Martha Biebinger begins in the basement of Nate's split-level home on a quiet side street in Boston,
where Nate is hunched over a sewing machine.
Yes, okay. Keep going. It's not stuck, so...
His fingers push the seam of a blue fleece stocking cap under the pounding silver needle.
No, I don't know. I'm gonna do the hood and worry about the cowl later.
The hood is part of a costume Nate plans to wear to the next meeting of his costume role-play group known as Cosplay.
Yeah.
There are chapters of cosplay groups all over the world. Nate's is based on a webcomic called Homestuck. His transformation from Natalie to Nate began 2 years ago when he put on a blue men's suit, boots, and gelled his hair into thick loops.
That's kind of where I started it, and then it just kind of took off from there. I was just like, no, I'm a boy.
Nate says he was uncomfortable being a girl as far back as he can remember.
I felt so wrong as a female. It was just so wrong. And there was just like so much that I didn't like about myself.
Nate didn't know about the concept transgender before he got to high school, when he heard the word and figured out what it meant.
I was just like, oh my God, that's exactly how I'm feeling. When you're trans, you just know it's not like something that, I don't want to be like this. Who would choose this? Like, it's not pleasant.
Nate's parents, who are divorced, and his stepdad, are trying to understand and accept Nate's decision, but they are worried and scared. Nate's future is hard to imagine, says Nate's dad, Tom.
This is a big challenge to a lot of people, and that's where it gets scary. When people don't understand things, that's when they get the most uncomfortable, and then, you know, we don't know what they're capable of. So I want to follow Nate around everywhere and just say, like, wait a minute, don't even try that, but, you know, that's not possible.
Nate and his family agreed to do this story in the hopes that it will help people understand transgender. But they are also concerned that it will make Nate more exposed and vulnerable. Last year, Nate cut his hair short, started wearing a thick elastic binder to compress his breasts, and gave away his girl clothes. Nate has not had surgery to flatten his chest, nor has he started hormones that would produce new facial and body hair, more muscle, and a deeper voice. But he very consciously drops his voice into its lowest range when speaking to sound male.
My vocal tone, like the way it's deep right now, this isn't natural.
No.
My natural voice is... No. We don't talk about that.
Nate's parents say they were not shocked when Nate yelled during an argument, "I'm a boy." But as Nate's mom, Jackie, says, they didn't see it coming either.
I think she kind of dropped little hints. It's amazing to me that I didn't even realize that.
It's not like Nate loved sports, says Tom, or other traditional boy things.
Back when Nate was born, I was more like, wanted to dress her in gender-neutral clothes. Would it have been different if we just said, here, you're going to wear pink all the time, like other little girls, and you're only going to play with Barbies?
One of the most difficult issues for Tom is, should he act differently with Nate as his son?
I'll go to give him a big hug or something, and he kind of shrinks back, and I'm like, oh, is that not something I'm supposed to do now? Because is that like a thing I would do to a girl and not to a boy? How different would I have treated him if he was born a boy, you know, physically?
Nate's parents have an endless stream of questions. Is he rejecting life as a girl after being bullied by a clique in middle school? Is Nate really a tough lesbian, as he seemed to be at age 14? Or, asks Jackie,
is this something you know, I feel terrible for saying it. Is it a phase? Are you going to change your mind in a few years? You just told me Max
Nate bristles at that suggestion.
Not that many years ago when, like, you would come out as, like, gay. Oh, it's just
right.
a phase.
Yeah, right.
It's yeah. it's exactly the same thing as that. So it's just kind of, even if you don't mean it to be offensive, it can really be a little bit rude
Absolutely.
To call it a
Absolutely.
Phase.
I hear it.
Jackie remembers her mom asking the same questions about a cousin who came out as gay 20 years ago.
So when I hear those words coming out of my mouth about this, I do feel a little bit like I'm just not catching up. I'm just getting old. But you'll probably be a parent one day and you'll see. You can't help asking those questions. You can't
Nate's
help.
Family, which includes a younger sister, is getting some help navigating all these changes. So Nate sees a counselor at the Sidney Borum Junior Health Center in Boston.
But there's not a whole lot out there in terms of what this is, you know, what, why all the numbers now, why?
A 2011 study from a UCLA think tank says 3 in every 1,000 people are transgender. That translates to about 20,000 Massachusetts residents. There's no firm proof that transgender is a growing phenomenon, but many parents, schools, counselors and employers in Massachusetts will tell you it is.
I'm transgender.
So am I.
We all end up here. Mainly because
very accepting here.
You can become someone else for a little while.
At one of Nate's costume roleplay meetups, one after another teenager or young adult calls out when I say I'm reporting on young people who are transgender. Of course, not all of the 100 or so people dancing around a statue on Boston Common, painted gray or blue, with colorful horns or wings, are transgender. But Nate is practically giddy with excitement here, where he doesn't have to explain himself.
I know almost half the people here, like, really well. This is family.
At home, things are not so easy.
It's hard now because Nate always feels rejected by me because I mess up the pronouns and I am not making the transition as quickly as he would like me to.
Jackie says she's trying, but remembering to say Nate, he, or my son is difficult.
I mean, you say Natalie 100 times a day for 16 years. You say, wake up, Natalie. You say, Natalie, 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 you're right. Now I'm trying to go to Nate. But when I get talking, the he's are just, and I think it's because I don't see him as a boy. I just see Natalie. She's just Natalie, my kid.
Jackie and Tom both notice the spark in Nate's eye when people call him he.
I try to do that, and I know I just, like, probably half the time just totally blow it. And then I start thinking, oh, you know, there goes that moment I was trying to be supportive, I was trying to do all the right things, and I just blew it again, so.
One more element of Nate's life as a boy. He is attracted to women and calls himself heterosexual. Nate has someone he calls his partner, a biological female who goes by the pronoun they. If your head is spinning, maybe you'll understand why Jackie asks Nate if he could describe in advance the friends he's bringing home.
Especially when you've got 6 or 7 kids in the room, and I'm not sure of any of their. Sometimes I just need some hints. Is that a boy or is that a girl? And I don't think you even think that way.
I don't. Gender's weird.
Nate whispers, gender's weird. His parents look at him, stunned, then explode.
Back on, she just said gender's weird.
That's the point.
That's
gender's sound
weird.
Bite.
Gender's weird.
Gender, says Nate, is not just male or female.
Gender is so complicated. Like, once you actually get in depth with it, you're like, whoa, there's a lot of things that, like, I had no idea existed. It's kind of confusing. Even for me sometimes, it's a little confusing.
We'll have more from the life of this 16-year-old transgender teenager tomorrow, as we follow Nate to school and hear his family wrestle with the first permanent step he wants to take towards becoming male. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.